We're sorry for the inconvenience of the buzzing on the sound of the tape when EJ talks. We'll try and correct it for the next tape. Thank you.
Is that what you want? Because you can't expect anything else. And sometimes you'll have to look to the Father or other parties involved, because it will not be a clear reflection. But if you can, look at the child, look at the parent, and look at the parent of the parent, you'll get a whole picture. And once who came up in an unloving environment where there was no expression of love, do not expect them to fall all over you and cuddle you up. They were not taught that way. If you can recognize it and reach outside yourself and say, no, golly gee whiz, I don't have to do that. You will reach out and you will act in wisdom. You parents are faced with something these days that is in your daughter's home, Ann and Tracy. Some of you will remember Tracy. She was here before. They have a different mother. And I was amused as I monitored last evening, because we were going to get home and we were going to have to perform. It's hard on your families. Don't ever underestimate how hard it is on your families. But I think we did a good enough job that they could not deny that there was something strange up there. More than that, Dharma says, I'm just curious what you go home and tell your mother. And in unison, they said, we don't. Tracy believes, in fact, that ones out here all are high on mushrooms. And yet Monday morning, they'll wake up and they'll wonder if this was really real. So they'll have to look at something tangible, because it's really real. You're pulling yourselves up out of the illusion and moving into something real. And it means putting aside the childish things, putting aside, pardon the pun, the dark glasses that hide you and life from you. I believe before I launch into the lecture to you ones, because you're going to, most of you perceive it to be a lecture, a good father never lets it slip by without giving a lecture to the children. Earth parents do the best they can. You don't understand it until you are the parent. And yet with each passing generation, it gets harder and harder. Because no matter what you are teaching the child, that video box is corrupting their minds, totally brainwashing them, totally training them to respond according to the plan. There's no way to catch up ones coming for the first few times. And it takes longer than a few times to digest and begin to understand the magnitude of that which is being thrust against you as souled beings. I believe that the best way to begin today and just settle in is let EJ read what we wrote this morning. Then I'd like to hear a little bit about the trial from Rick. He can just kind of give you an idea of what happened in court the other day. And then we'll talk about that some more. And right up front, I want a report on John Schreffer. I do not see him here. I know that he was to be picked up. These were the last reports that we had. Where is John?
He was supposed to be picked up by his
stuff. All right. Then I assume nothing will be done basically until Gene is back. Well, either, anyway, he was with family. Go ahead, EJ.
This writing is from Saturday, November the 27th, 1993.
Shouldn't be. Yes, it should. Well, I forget that this isn't church, you know. Our Sunday morning ranting.
Valley of Shadows. People in gatherings and individually recite the Lord's Prayer in pious or absent-minded chanting, as they also do Hail Mary, Mother of God, full of grace. Then Jews will go to the temples and chant their ritual. There will be little or no meaning in the ritualistic speakings. But as we move into foxholes, the exercise takes on a little more meaning, but a lot less piousness. Have any of you ever noticed this? In itself, next you confront problems, and those preachers have told you to humbly ask or demand, according to who is ranting and instructing, answers and intervention by God. Then, if things still do not go to your liking, you blame God for your own foolishness. So you come with your naughty deeds, showing, and ask for a way out of your own acts of indiscretion. Oh, you mean the words, all right. For after all, you want to not get caught, or at the very least, not be held responsible. We now can go all the way back to infancy and claim abuse or molestation. It covers everything from murder to sexual promiscuity, abortion to theft. Most often, my friends, nothing happened to you beyond a lot of misinformation and parents who simply do not know what to do in this world of parenting or living.
I'd like to interrupt. I'm going to cover this subject pretty well in writings. I was reminded of it because of last week's U.S. News and World Report that was ended up on the desk where we work. And on its front cover was this subject. Beware when they start brainwashing you now to begin to look at this. A therapist means nothing. What do you mean by, I went to my therapist? And if you went to your psychiatrist, really beware. They are the tool. And they will not very frequently utilize the teachings except as they present it. It is far easier for a hypnotist to convince someone of something that has happened than to go back and get the truth. Oh, but this could not be so, sir. If it's in the mind, it is drilled into your minds on every television program dealing with the subject. And you can recite something, and I could take you back and I could say, all right, now you're in this serious condition and someone is about to do something to you. Now, I can go two ways. Now, this is assuming, of course, you've gotten to hear, and this person, but when we're working, is responding to you, and this one has now seen and moving someone who is going to damage them in some way. They're frightened, they're terrified, they're mildly interested, whatever response you're getting. Once you've gotten to the point, do we see the person? Yes. Who is the person? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Now we're still okay. But what is the therapist who is trying to bring about the plan 2000 going to do next? And the one trying to find the reason that this person killed somebody or raped somebody? Going to start giving you all sorts of hints. They'll give you a setting here. Where are you? Well, depending on where the last molestation that this person was exposed to, or the one that stuck in their subconscious mind, from any number of things, reality, it really happened, to somebody told you a story, to bits and pieces of overhearing, a bad dream, many things will produce a vision to be told. And the therapist is going to be nagging at you. Well, tell me. Of course you know who it is. Oh, no, I don't know who it is. We don't go with proper training. You can go somewhere and get certified as a hypnotist by taking one day's work with Dr. Donkey, and suddenly you are certified. You are dangerous. No more and no less. The logical thing to do that would occur to a non-professional who knows what they're doing would be to say, well, let's figure out who it is. Is it your father? Is it your mother? Is it your brother? Is it? You are not allowing the mind to discern. You have to take an absolutely opposite approach. Why did you put your hands up like this? I don't know. Yes, you do. And maybe you'll get some song and dance about why I put my hands up like this, but never the truth. All right, let's see what it is you're hiding from. I'm not hiding. Well, let's see about that. Now, you told me all you know about this. I want to know where the fear was that caused you to throw up your hands. Tell me on your body where the fear is. And they'll probably get all choked up and they'll say, well, it feels like someone's sitting right here on my chest. This is oppression. This is fear. This is terror. Why are they sitting there on me? I don't know. I told you everything I know. So a studied therapist will now take another approach. All right, you tell me that you know everything. I accept that. However, your mind is wanting to tell me more about it. So I'm going to take this finger. I'm going to just lie there. I'm going to take just this one finger. And if you're telling me everything, that finger will remain still. If you are not telling me everything, if there is more to tell, that finger will rise. And most of the time, you will have the whole hand come off the bed or off the chair. The mind wants to tell you, especially if it really happened. If it is conjuring to fill in a story to give to you, then this is your first clue that this may be a fabrication. And it's having now to produce new things, new information. And you never go for asking who it might be. You may look all the way around. Is it someone you know? Does it appear to be someone you know well? And this will go on until you get back to, I don't know anymore. How are you going to find out? You know there's more, but this one's hiding. So you tell that one to put their hands down. But their hands are quite usable, but they'll only be able to use one hand. Now, are you telling me everything? Oh, yes. But now you've singled it down so you only have one entity with which to deal, you see. Well, how are you going to get around it? To do the logical next thing, that you will do it in dream work. You say, all right, my friend, your hand is a different entity from you, totally detached from you. You must find out why it comes up there and what it is hiding. And you give it a name, man. Tell me why you are up here. And then you make that person answer. And they are in a trance. They will begin to answer. They will try to fudge the answer. Just because you are in a trance does not mean that you are going to answer truthfully. And this is the same thing with all of this hoopla about going back into past life, being abducted. Count on it. Anyone who goes to the UFO conferences and says, I was abducted and they probed me in my private places, have not been. I guarantee you, without a doubt, they have not been. It doesn't mean that they were not picked up by some humanoid people and given the story to tell. And in the process, some have been abused. Do not misunderstand what I am saying here. But it is such a bunch of garbage now that you cannot discern which is truth and which is lie. Because you are saturated with the stories. And that becomes learned behavior and response. Are there ones of you that have been followed? Are there ones of you who have regular meetings? Absolutely. But let me tell you something. If they are aliens from outer space, they are neither little slimy grays, weird-looking robotoids. They may be three-foot beings who have the large eyes and are from Reticula. Pardon me, Zeta. Zeta 1 and Zeta 2 Reticula. They were sent in advance. They have done a massive amount of research. They were taken. They were cloned. And you have a lot of their reproductions running around. And they are not responsible for the trash that has been dished on their plates. So let's be careful what is happening. They are getting you ready once again, so that everything that happens to you can be thrust off, the responsibility dumped on somebody else so you don't have to handle it. And more criminal activities can take place under the guise of justice. And it makes for a good movie. And it's also, it makes for a good disinformation movie. And the medical profession is the worst misinformation about hypnotic therapy of any. Don't tell me, oh, well, I'm certified with the Medical Association, Hypnosis Association. As far as I'm concerned, anyone coming to me and telling me that, you know this. but that's for another lecture. Go on, please.
There, deep in the shadows of the Valley of Shadows, lurks truth unfounded, unable to reach through to allow you freedom. And as long as you fail to search those shadows and then recognizing the lie, assume responsibility for your thoughts and actions, you will be forever filled with unrest and endless seeking after the wrong things of which men will tell you exist but do not. You will go haplessly about moving through one mate after another, as one example, while bearing children to reap your sins of ignorance and irresponsibility, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in all the wrong faces. Good lyrics from Ever Ready Rabbit. With what do you fill your minds? Do you escape further into the darkness while reading novels and science fiction of monsters and physical unbalance? Yes, indeed, I include the Bibles from every sect and cult. Or do you search as quickly and diligently as is possible to find truth and set about correcting the damage of the lies? If you find those answers within self, you shall find truth. However, as with all things real, truth is not the living end of freedom. Knowing truth causes ones to need to accept responsibility. And therein lies the deepest of all problems. Man no longer knows how to accept responsibility, nor even survive. Some may well learn to survive, but it will be through the even more darkened avenues of taking from a brother in the most heinous manners possible. It has ever been thus. Today and news. Today, while still on your holiday kicking about, some are still in hunger, but the elite are feeling warm and cozy, or have dished out food to the homeless for one meal, which didn't even interfere with the schedule for their own parties, etc. Are you paying attention? To what? The football games that will mesmerize a nation for 4 days? Well, that is the plan of the elite controllers, to mesmerize you with physical things until you are dullard and incapable of response to reason, much less watch that which might be taking place in your world which would dump responsibility upon your shoulders. How many of you are even aware that today there are some topics being presented, in elite viewpoint of course, which confirm the things we have told you, and most of you have missed it entirely, or at the most will not learn of it unless I tell you to note it. It rolls around until you can't hide from it. Desert War Mystery Diseases. What have we told you about this illness? Go look it up. What are the reports now that can no longer be buried totally? Indeed, different from what you might expect, but equally buried as to truth. The questions now being asked, however, by the ones with the ailments are quite interesting. One black man shouted it all. Quote, why has the government lied to us about things like Agent Orange when it comes full circle that it was so and killed a lot of us? Why is it now, after total denials, coming forth that perhaps a wee tiny bit of chemicals might have been used, but not enough to make anyone sick? And why was it used by our own military, on us? Next, you had better damn well start telling us why everybody got so sick from inoculations, supposedly given to us to keep us safe and well. How much does it take, Americans? The Zionist protocols. The big one, however, is this news. After long deliberations, a Russian judge, Kazarian, has ruled that publishing the protocols of Zion is an anti-Semitic act. To further publish such will be classified as an anti-Semitic act and will be treated as a heinous hate crime and shall no longer be tolerated. The follow-up decision was that the Russian czars created the protocols in order to ensure persecution of the Jews in the world, and at that time specifically in Russia and Germany. Further, they say they were written in 1903, all lies, to blame the poor hapless Jews and cause their persecution and genocide. I do not quote here, because the quote is much longer and more incredible than this, which I just summarized, although the portions here are quoted. You have to remember that in the new Russia there is a law against speaking out with any opinion about the Holocaust if it differs in any manner from the version called Orthodox Jewish as to what may or may not have happened. A confirming step forward in the United States. How many of you remember the San Francisco uncovering of massive list-making and hidden intelligence being done through the police department with the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, of B'nai B'rith, against and inclusive of individuals and groups that might be serving against the ADL? This was not just San Francisco, but this is where the skit hit the fan. There was not one shred of legality about this theme. Scheme. No argument could even be found to protect or actually defend the offenders caught red-handed in collusion with the law enforcement department, the district attorney, at all. This is criminal activity at its highest and lowest level. This is treason in its absolute definition. So what? Well, quote, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which has been the target of a criminal probe in San Francisco because of its information-gathering techniques, settled the case on November the 15th by agreeing to an injunction not to use illegal means to monitor the activities of other groups or individuals. Still think you have fair justice in a free society? Funny thing here, they are going to toss this out, a real criminal matter, when the local honchos in this tiny village of Tehachapi are railroading illegally Dharma for rumors of having been seen on the adjacent vacant lot to her dwelling, on which she and EJ have a legal easement, as a criminal action with no recourse. Further, every judge having seen the case states that it is, in any definition, a civil matter at best. Anyone scared yet? If not, you are blind as the proverbial mole. I want to offer you this ADL information because I fear you won't remember the details or even the incident. What a sad day this is when you have lost all of your freedoms and can see it not. I thank New American View for this article, Post Office Box 999, Herndon, Virginia. The ADL wiggles off the hook. San Francisco District Attorney makes a deal. In the end, despite overwhelming evidence of the Jewish organization's illegal and felonious activities involving the San Francisco Police Department, political pressure was too great for the DA to withstand. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which has been the target of a criminal probe in San Francisco because of its information-gathering techniques, settled the case on November the 15th by agreeing to an injunction not to use illegal means to monitor the activities of other groups or individuals. In the settlement filed in San Francisco Superior Court, league officials admitted no wrongdoing and denied San Francisco District Attorney Arlo Smith's allegations that they had trafficked in illegally obtained confidential information. Despite a nearly year-long investigation that included seizure of hundreds of documents from the ADL's two West Coast offices, Smith's office agreed to the settlement not to seek criminal charges against the ADL, an 80-year-old organization founded to fight anti-Semitism. Hatton's comment originated as a branch of and structured by British intelligence. Also exempted from prosecution is Roy Bullock, the ADL contract employee, who has been accused of gathering much of the illegal information that San Francisco authorities say was in the ADL's possession. San Francisco authorities had threatened to submit their evidence to a grand jury this month, but John Dyer, the assistant San Francisco district attorney who handled the ADL probe, said that the civil resolution always was preferable. Putting his best spin on the apparent defeat, he said, if you present the case to a grand jury and you convict them, you'd have them on probation for 3 years. This is a permanent injunction. with the ADL's national chairman and director, Melvin Solberg, and Abraham Foxman, respectively, hailed the settlement as a vindication. Quote, "The agreement we have reached confirmed our consistent position that ADL has engaged in no misconduct of any kind," the men said in a joint statement. Capping the league's victory over the police, the ADL, in settling the San Francisco case, also agreed to create a hate crimes reward fund of up to $50,000 and to spend up to $25,000 to train district attorney's office employees in a program designed to reduce intolerance and violence. We've heard of the fox guarding the chicken coop, but this is ridiculous. We hate to say it, but we told you that these guys would beat the rap. In the lead article of New American Views, August 1 issue, we wrote, "The Jewish Anti-Defamation League is under police investigation in San Francisco and reportedly a few other cities for having stolen confidential police and possibly FBI files. The investigation, which has been underway for more than 8 months, quickly resulted in the arrest of one ADL longtime undercover agent and one collaborating cop. But since then, the police process has sputtered and now stalled. It is increasingly doubtful that anything more will come of the episode. Perhaps not surprisingly, considering the scope and power of its network, the ADL's misdeeds in San Francisco never became a national news story, despite the importance of the matter and its national implications and a goodly amount of local publicity. The story was deliberately ignored by the Jewish-controlled national news media, other than a few brief mentions on network TV and a couple of dutiful low-key acknowledgments in the big papers and weekly news magazines. News coverage of the scandal has been largely restricted to the San Francisco area. The ADL and its like-minded, power-hungry Jewish co-conspirators have striven mightily to kill or at least limit the investigation. But even they are not influential enough to do it by themselves or even with the aid of their fellow travelers. There are other factors at play, the most important of which is that the police in San Francisco and many of our major cities, as well as the FBI, have been contaminated and compromised by years of intimate interaction with the League. The problem is not that the ADL's agents have stolen police and FBI files. The problem is that the ADL has cooperated with the police in compiling files, and in some cases, maintaining illegal files on American citizens. In addition, the League often fed false information to individual police officers and even entire departments, overeager to please their Jewish benefactors, who wined and dined them and often took them on free junkets to Israel. Moreover, the ADL wormed its way into police and FBI training programs, a mind-boggling development which raises great doubts about the professionalism and integrity of these law enforcement organizations. This is the problem that the San Francisco scandal has revealed. To clean up the ADL problem in the numerous police departments across the country and the FBI would require these organizations to admit to embarrassing mistakes or worse, something they are unlikely to do of their own volition. It would also mean that many officers and officials would be exposed as incompetent, or worse, wrecking their careers. This, too, is unlikely to happen. Considering the damage to the police and FBI, should the full story of the ADL's penetration and manipulation of the San Francisco and other major metropolitan police departments ever become public, the blowback on the Jewish Defamation League seems insignificant. Thus, the ADL and its lunatic fringe cadre of anti-Semites probably will escape the current investigation with a minimum of damage. By avoiding exposure and prosecution, the ADL and its powerful clique of Jewish supporters will be able to continue to cow our politicians, the news media, and our educators, and to rob us of our constitutional right to free thought and speech. Worse yet, this vile and insidious organization will continue to hide its true motive: to enhance Jewish power in America, behind the phony cause of fighting for the rights of Jews and other minorities. There was a time many decades ago when the ADL and similar Jewish organizations had a legitimate purpose, to prevent discrimination. This goal has been achieved, and thus the ADL's purpose for existence has long since disappeared. But the organization has taken on a life of its own, and its members have been required to find other reasons to justify their careers and livelihoods. Since there is no longer any significant discrimination against Jews in our society, at least not in the middle and upper levels, the ADL's modern mission has become one of advancing the interests of Israel. The fanatics at the League do by equating any criticism of the Jewish state with anti-Semitism. As silly as that sounds, the ADL and its zealots have been able to get away with it because these elements of our socio-political system, which should have the sense and courage to resist, have been coerced into submission or converted to cooperation. Those who refuse to be bullied by the ADL bigots are defamed for starters. But being a vicious and vindictive group, the ADL is not satisfied with character assassination. So they actively seek to determine their enemies. Anyone they disagree with is an enemy, as well as an anti-Semite. Using such dishonorable and un-American methods as behind-the-scenes economic reprisals. Like most sneaks, however, they are not physical. Like most bullies, they are cowards. Thus, over the years, the ADL has metamorphosed from a Jewish defense organization into an offensive weapon of Jewish power. It is no wonder that the ADL received the full support of those members of the Jewish community who lust for power over their fellow citizens, members of political groups who said they were spied on by the organization, expressed outrage at the settlement. Former Republican Congressman Pete McCloskey, who is suing the ADL and Bullock for invasion of privacy, said, "It's disappointing because it raises again the question of whether people with political clout can get more favored treatment than ordinary citizens." Christine Totaw, Secretary of the Arab American Caucus of the California Democratic Party, said that the settlement made a mockery of the justice system. "You can be sure that it was an American Arab organization, that if it was an American Arab organization that behaved in this way, it would have been tried, prosecuted, and hung." Eckers versus Jason Brent and George Green. Okay, let's get down to the facts of this ongoing persecution of the Eckers by your free justice system. You will find that everything thus far that has been handed down by the judicial clowns is biased, prejudiced, and handed down in spite of the laws of the land and the Constitution. There has been criminal action from onset regarding everything from the judge in municipal court, Brent, up and through the wheelers and dealers in the SNL scam, and your protector of property, the Resolution Trust Corporation. From onset of first writings of a paper which so much as mentioned Zionists, there have been an open get-them-order scattered about by the local Zionists in collusion with the ADL, and books on the subject were literally stopped at the Canadian border. Jason Brent did interviews with media and stated how preposterous and anti-Semitic were these people, the Eckers, and told everyone in his circles that he has the power to destroy them and will do so. Now, in collusion with George Greenberg and the massive power of the ADL, do you really expect justice? Well, Dharma does, poor thing. She cannot accept that my country has reached this state of evil. Well, it has. However, if enough of you reveal the truth and place demands and let the elite controllers know that this will be made public in all its ugly corruption, there has to be cause for consideration of your opinion in mass. Even if you cannot yet see results from your writings, faxing, etc., it is taking its rightful place of attention and causes ones involved in the corruption to cover up any actual chain holders to become publicly recognized criminals, at the least, aiding and abetting criminal activities and corruption. I suggest that you of Hebrew lineage get with the truth. This is a focused assault against your very existence. The ones being set for genocide are the Hebrew lines and the tribes. What you have here today are false Jews, self-styled, and followers, not of God, but of the Talmud, an earth-oriented book written by corrupt and evil creatures of the adversary. Go read the damn thing. Damned? Yes, I myself damn it in accursed places of Satan. I suppose when it comes under fire, it will also be declared a forgery. Well, she was a forgery indicates a copy in perfected form of an original something or other. And when publication of any information is banned, as with books already shared with you, and such as the Protocols of Zion, you can be pretty sure the truth is being buried from your lighted eyes. So why would this information be made public on the controlled media now? For damage control. So it can be totally discounted. This information we offer, along with others, and hopefully in their plans, most people will never have heard of anything remotely like the Protocols of Zion, and never shall, especially the Hebrews. Are EJ and Arma terrorized by these events? Of course. They are servants under God, not idiots or lame brains. Dorma cries out, well, so God wins. When, confound it? When it is the right time and place, when you take responsibility and stand as one in light, then shall you begin to win. Quote, people are too lazy wanting somebody to help them see the light. Get off your dead ass and look at the light yourself. Find the switch and turn it on. From Little Crow, January the 5th, 1993. And here's another Little Crow. Quote, this responsibility isn't outside of yourself or someone else to do. It's within you, and it's for you to do in every moment of your life the best you can. Not perfect, but the best you can. Say you don't get it done the best you can this time. What happens? You come back, and you do it again the best you can. That's all. That's from July the 8th, 1990. And for Dharma and EJ, a reminder in this path of terror, quote, have faith, have faith, have faith. You're on the spiritual path. You're on the road. You are the spiritual sanctuary. You are that strength, and you're not going to be punished for believing that God lives inside you. That isn't a punishment, that's a joy. That's from August the 26th, 1990. Why do I quote Little Crow? As much as any reason, so that he can read his own words and take strength in his own time of need, for his way is harder than his yours. Aho. Visions and tales of vision. I urge you ones who are not being a focus for the telling of incredible tales to be aware.
That should be now.
Correction. I urge you ones who are now being a focus for the telling of incredible tales to be aware. They probably are just that, incredible tales. Recently, there has been some really juicy stories, some of encounters mixed with intrigue of military-type strange happenings experienced by ones who are in the business of writing and presentations. Don't be sucked into this type of activity lest you follow the wrong hot air currents off into la-la land. There are full explanations for many things, even if the events in point actually did occur. Watch the parties involved, if possible, and listen to intonations, questions, and varied and uncertain presentations. The person in point may very well be telling you truth of his perceptions. That does not make it true. I simply remind you ones with the responsibility of presenting public information that you must never present anything as absolute, for you will be lying in most instances, at least from the full truth. It is certainly not that these things cannot be shared. Simply make sure all credits are given to the party sharing, and not by any staff who may or may not agree and desire opinions. Opinions are also totally valid and acceptable. Just make sure to state it as such. Moreover, do not interpret for me. I remind you, you have only your own opinion and perception regarding that which I offer, and your interpretation may well not be mine. We need to leave this now and attend the meeting. I wish to continue with some of these thoughts verbally. Thank you. Salute.
Thank you. You were afraid of that, weren't you? That I was about to comment on these verbally. We'll try not to run into the night. But after all, that's why you're here, isn't it? Well, some of you got shanghaied, but... And some of you came to get a report from our foreign correspondents. We're just going to welcome them back and have no report.
Here we have a pause to turn the tape.